You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Spiritual Connections with Psychic Medium Cindy.
Psychic Medium Cindy.
Live from Facebook.com/Psychic Cindy.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Spiritual Connection
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining me this evening. I hope everybody's well. Everybody's recovered from all of this April eclipse energy and full moon energy that we had on Tuesday. So, you know, you did it. Pat yourself on the back. You made it through, and we're heading into May, which is going to be all good things for us. So I was thinking that tonight what we would do is maybe pull some cards for the weekend. Like, what's the weekend look like for everybody that's listening and watching? This will resonate whenever you see it, or if it does resonate when you see it, then it's for you. If it doesn't, then it's not. That's okay, because it's for other people that needed to hear it. But let's just see what Friday, Sunday is going to look like for everybody. You guys deserve to have a good weekend. All righty. All right. Okay. So interesting is that the first card that we have is actually the heartache and loss card. And the heartache and loss card is number three, which means the seeds have been planted. But you know what this is just telling me is that you've been through it. Like, especially with this full moon in Scorpio, we had to do a lot of releasing. Like, you know, that was the moon that we had to dig deep. I don't know if you've listened to me last week, but I said, you know, those deep emotions are going to come out. And this card is just saying, like, you did it. Good things are on the horizon, because the follow-up card to this is the hope card. This is the number eight card, which is all about abundance. And it's also, you know, it's like, you guys can't see it, but it's like, it's bright and light and wonderful. And it only ever comes out when you're supposed to have hope. So know that you're supposed to have hope. Know that abundance is on its way. You're going to feel a little bit more balanced, I feel, come this weekend and heading into next week, and certainly heading into May. The balance card here is number two, which is, you know, can sometimes be making choices, but I really feel that you're just going to feel like lighter, more balanced, like you sleep better, you're going to eat better. For those of us that live in Canada, or those of us that live in areas where it's been kind of cold, you know, we're going to get some warm weather. So this looks really, really good for the weekend. Embrace it. Release what you need to release. Say goodbye to that. There's no reason to hold on to any of those emotions, any of that guilt, any of those regrets, any of things. Say goodbye to that. And really enjoy your weekend, no matter what the weather. Just have a good one, because you all deserve it. So we are going to take a caller, and it's going to be Sheila in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. Wow, super close to me. Hi, Sheila.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Cindy. How are you? Fine, thank you.
Good. It's great. You're so close to me.
Oh, where are you?
I'm in Bedford, actually, like just outside Halifax, right? Hey, Sheila, are you still there?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm just, I'm really close to you, just like 20 minutes away.
Cool.
That is cool. Okay, so what can I do for you tonight, Sheila?
I was wondering if you could please give me a general message.
Sure.
And you know a lot about astrology. I'm a double Scorpio. I'm trying to make it through the Scorpio moon.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So that was a lot for you. You really should really feel, Sheila, by tomorrow that you're coming out of it, right? It's usually about 3 days after. So you should really, you know, and anything, if anything does creep up over the next little while, just ask the universe to take it away. You don't need it anymore. And I know what that's like. I'm a double Pisces.
Oh.
Yeah. I cry a lot. Everybody's like, do you cry a lot? I'm like, I do, actually. Now that you mention it. But you're a water
sign. My oldest is a Pisces.
Yeah, right? I mean, water, you know, water signs are emotional, and that's okay. That's just the way we are. But we're also flexible. We're mutable signs. We move around. We can handle a lot. All right, yeah. So let's see what the universe has to say for you, Sheila. What do you need to know? Oh, there we go. Okay. So it's an interesting reading. It's got a pattern here. So because I flew all the cards flew out. So the first card that you have is actually would be the Seven of Swords, or in this deck, it's called Deception and Envy. So usually this card is a warning card when it comes out. So it's kind of warning you, and you may know actually if there's somebody jealous around you, right? Or maybe somebody being deceptive, or maybe they have been in the past is what I'm thinking.
Yes,
you're okay. All right, so that makes sense because your next card is actually the Emotional Loss card, which is number five, which is all about change. And I know you can't see this card, but on this card, there's this man and he's holding his heart, and like from his heart, there's like this light going up into this big light, and that's you healing. So you're healing from whatever this deception or whatever this jealousy is. Like you're especially with this full moon, you're going to release all that. You don't need to carry that. And what's coming up for you is you're going to start building your firm foundation. Your firm foundation is your next card. Number four is all about building. On this card, there's a person standing in front of this really beautiful, strong mountain. And that's you, because you have all the strength and everything that you need within you to build yourself back up again from this. You do have the moon card, which is, you know, the irony of it all is the shadow card in this deck, but number nine is all about completion. And this card is really nice because it always says that there's light at the end of the tunnel. And because we've just been talking about the moon, I feel that's probably come out for that reason, because it's just really like, you know, reinforcing the fact that you and I have talked about this moon and you've gotten rid of a lot of things, right? That don't serve you anymore. Yeah. Which is beautiful. Yes. And your last card that I pulled is the light card. The light card would be a number one, which is all about new beginnings. But this card is the most positive card in the deck. It cannot get, there is no better card for you than this. On this card is this beautiful woman, and she's just, there's this beautiful light around her, and she's like looking up into the sky, and it's just the universe, you know, the universe is saying, you're coming out of this and you're coming out big. You're going to be shining. It's time to shine your light, Sheila, because the universe has got your back.
Oh, thank you. That was a really good reading.
It really was, right? You can tell they're paying attention to you. I love when the cards come out and they're like directly correlated with like what we were just chatting about, because I'm like, see, they're, you know, they just know. They know, right?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions about that?
I don't think so.
No? Do you have anything else you want to ask me? Because we still have some time.
Do you like see how majestic my dog and my dad are doing?
Oh, are they on the other side? They passed away?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. See, I don't, again, see if I can bring your dad through. Do your dad and your, did you say your dog?
Yes.
Okay. Definitely picking up on your dad, right?
Okay.
He's certainly the first one who's come through like quite clearly for me. And just trying to get him to tell me how he passed away. Sheila, did he pass away quickly?
Yeah.
Were you young when he passed away?
No, I wasn't young.
You weren't? No, you weren't young. Okay. All right.
It was 2020.
Sorry?
It was in the year 2020.
Oh, 2020. Okay. All right. Okay. Kind of makes sense to me. Do you have some breathing problems? Is that how he passed away?
He had dementia.
Right. Okay.
But they were giving him medication that kind of made it harder for him to breathe.
Yeah, because I'm feeling that. Like, I'm feeling, like, shortness of breath. And
yeah,
with his dementia, actually, when he first, I was like, okay, is this, like, breathing or is this anxiety? But initially, when he first came in, I felt some anxiety, and I think that was his dementia, now that you mention it. But he definitely feel like the shortness of breath was, you know, more towards the end of his time.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull some cards for him because he's a little bit distant, but he's definitely a very loving soul, right? And he loved you very much. And I know you don't need me to tell you that, but we only have like a minute left. So I'm just going to see if we can pull like some purple cards for you. All right. So his message for you is, Sheila, is relationships. I'm attracted to those people that serve my higher good. So that's sometimes, with this particular deck, it is more like a soul's lessons deck. So it's always about learning. And your dad is just saying, you know, surround yourself by people that you can trust and that you have a lot in common with and who you love, because you can't go wrong with that, right? And that's him just watching you and taking care of you from the other side. It's, I think he's done that a lot. For you since he's been gone. And I know it's been only been 4 years, but I really feel that he's been really close to you. So thank you so much for calling in. Have a great night. Thanks, Sheila.
Oh, thank you so much, Cindy.
You're very welcome.
And it's cool that, like, you're so close.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
you can come see me in person.
Bye-bye.
Oh, come meet me in person someday. All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining me tonight. If you want to contact me for a private reading, you can do so at psychicmediumcindy@gmail.com. You can also find me on Facebook at psychicmediumcindy or on Instagram, and check out what I'm doing because I'm doing a course in a few weeks. So I'd love for you guys to check all that out. So thank you so much. Have a great night, everybody.